Timeline of Fed's relationship with Biden family business. By Wendell Hasebo on July 30, 2023. Law enforcement had knowledge of the Biden family business and alleged wronging for years before the FBI obtained Hunter Biden's laptop. Despite the warnings of whistleblowers and lawmakers, government agencies appeared uninterested in pursuing any suspicious evidence. Even years later, government agencies appear uninspired by the mounting evidence. Below is a timeline of the government's knowledge of the Biden family's alleged wrongdoing. According to whistleblowers, the 2020 Senate report, and Hunter Biden's laptop from Hill. 1. January 2009 to 2017. Joe Biden received Secret Service protection when he was vice president. 2. January 2009 to 2014. Hunter Biden was a U.S. Secret Service protectee. 3. May 12, 2014. Burisma announced the addition of Hunter Biden to its board of directors, stating, Biden will be in charge of the Burisma Holdings legal unit and will provide support for the company among international organizations. 4. May 2014, David Wade, former Secretary of State John Kerry's chief of staff, briefed Kerry about press inquiries related to Hunter Biden, Burisma, and Chris Hines, the stepson of former Secretary of State John Kerry. 5. February 2015, senior State Department official George Kent raised concerns about the perception of a conflict of interest regarding Hunter Biden's role on Burisma's board. 6. October 2015, senior State Department official Amos Hochstein raised concerns with then-Vice President Biden, as well as with Hunter Biden, that Hunter Biden's position on Burisma Holdings board enabled Russian disinformation efforts and risked undermining U.S. policy in Ukraine. 7. November 2015, Burisma hired Blue Star Strategies, a Democrat lobbying firm, linked to Secretary of State Antony Blinken and instrumental in Ukrainian prosecutor Viktor Shokin's firing. 8. October 4, 2018, Bud Cummins, a former federal prosecutor, first reported bribery allegations to then New York U.S. Attorney Jeff Berman in an email claiming he had evidence that Joe Biden had exercised influence to protect his son's Ukrainian employer in exchange for payments to Hunter Biden, Devin Archer, and Joe Biden. 9. October 12, 2018, Hunter Biden, a drug user, applied to buy a handgun. 10. October 2018, Hunter Biden's gun was thrown by his wife, Hallie, into a trash can behind a grocery store, only to return later to find it gone. The Secret Service claims it has no record of its agents investigating the incident. 11. August 2019, released documents made public as a result of Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, requests and investigative reporting brought public attention to the Biden family business in the Obama administration. 12. November 15, 2019, Senator Chuck Grassley, R.Y., and Senator Ron Johnson, R.Y., wrote a letter to the Department of Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN, to obtain suspicious activity reports, SARs, on individuals and entities, including Hunter Biden, Burisma, and others. 13. December 2019, FBI gains possession of Hunter Biden's laptop. 14. December 8, 2019, former Secretary of State John Kerry tells a reporter he has no awareness of Hunter Biden on Burisma's board during his time at the State Department. 15. June 30, 2020, FBI has FBI informant form that the big guy was involved in a $5 million influence peddling scheme. Related video, Joe Biden snaps at reporter over big guy question, why do you ask such a dumb question? 16. July 13, 2020, Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, Senator Mark Warner, DBA, Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, sent a letter to the FBI to express a purported belief that Congress is the subject of a foreign disinformation campaign. 17. Unknown, 2020, former Attorney General William Barr conveyed the form to U.S. Prosecutor David Weiss. 18. September 2020, intelligence officials warn big tech platforms about Russian disinfo. 19. October 14, 2020, The New York Post reported on the laptop from hell and a few days later, Politico published a letter declaring the laptop reporting Russian disinformation, citing 51 intelligence officials. 20, October 2020, the FBI made an institutional decision to refuse to answer direct questions from social media companies about the laptop's authenticity, despite months of constant information sharing up to that time. 21, October 23, 2020. Former Hunter Biden business partner Tony Bobulinski told two FBI agents that Joe Biden stood to earn a 10% cut from Hunter and Jim Biden's China Energy Company joint venture. Related video, Give Me a Break, Man, Biden snaps at reporter asking about family's business relations in China. 22, February 2023. Former Obama White House stenographer Mike McCormick submitted a tip to the FBI that Joe Biden committed crimes in Ukraine in a conspiracy with current National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan. 23, July 20, 2023. Senator Chuck Grassley made public an FBI informant form alleging that Mykola Zlochevsky bribed Joe and Hunter Biden, after Joe Biden threatened to withhold aid to Ukraine until then-President Petro Poroshenko fired a prosecutor investigating Burisma. Editor's note, this story has been updated to correctly denote Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff as members of the Democrat Party. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.